Have you ever heard of productivity tips that sounds cool, looks logical, and you feel like it makes sense? And then you try it, and then you are like, no, this doesn't work for me. There's definitely gonna be some other ways around it. So in this episode, I'm going to share the 5 worst productivity tips that I see floating around the web, and I will give you an alternative to it if they haven't worked for you. Hi everyone, I'm Vishnu Chaudhary on the Vishnu Show podcast. Make sure to hit that follow button to listen to more amazing episodes like these. Alright, let's get into it.
Play hard, play clean,
change.
This is called making a name for ourselves.
Number 1, Eat That Frog, which is an analogy came from Mark Twain. He said, if you start your morning with the life frog, you would have tackled the very worst thing in your day. So to be a productive person, do the things which you least wanted to do at first. There can be reasons that this might not work for you. Number 1, you work best in the morning. So if you start doing the hardest thing first, you might not have the energy to do the rest of the tasks for the day. Second, you struggle a lot to do the boring stuffs in the morning, just like me. Then you are never going to do the rest of the things in the day. So what's the alternative? You have to block a specific hour for such hard things, and it doesn't matter whether it gets completed or not. Just have a resistant hour dedicated to all the boring tasks. Just take a baby steps and chip it away. Second, batch everything. So batching means doing all the similar tasks together. You might batch your homework, emails, etc. This is actually a good advice, which get worse when you try to apply it to the tasks that are bigger and have more steps and are complex, because that's when it stops working. So to do batch well, take your bigger task, break down into steps, and then batch those steps. Okay, let's take an example here. Creating a podcast like these have a bunch of steps, from outlining, researching, scripting, recording, editing, and distribution. But recording 3 episodes in one go is more complex thing than just outlining the 3 episodes. It's totally doable. You are in the same state of mind and you outline those episodes, so your brain get used to the similar tasks, and with less effort it does more work in the less time. So you're not switching the contexts here. Third, have a system, not goals. This is a piece of advice came from the best-selling author James Clear. In an article which people miss the caveat is that, look, goals are still pretty relevant, and it's just that you don't want to focus on them. Just shift your attentions. Goals are still relevant. They are still necessary. Systems are just an accompaniment to goals. They support your goals and they are not the replacement for the goals. If you are setting up systems, making all the resources available, but if you don't have purpose to achieve any end result, then I don't think that there is any use of building that system. I understand goals are sometimes intimidating and discouraging, so here is an alternative to it. Create an area of focus, not goals. So this is like you allocate your time to maybe friendship, finance, traveling, studying, etc. And then you can create those systems to support those areas of focus. What it does is that it detaches you from the outcomes, but it gives you a direction. So, and in the longer run, I don't think deadlines matter in life. You will get there how you wanna get there. Fourth, track your habit. Okay, this is personal for me. I don't know if many of you will get it or not, but listen to it. I have seen people talking about habit tracking, and when they applied habit tracking in going to gym or journaling, they became obsessive about it, because they simply do not want to skip a day. It's just because there are graphs, charts, metrics which gives you a dopamine hits. And when I have heard people talk about habit tracking in that way, I was kind of feeling like I am the odd, because it's totally unrelatable to me. And that's because habit tracking doesn't work like that. Just think, you are getting a notification to do 20 push-ups. It's just like a teacher is telling you to do an assignment instead of encouraging you to learn. And it makes you feel like you have to do a task. It feels like an obligation instead of just, I want to do something, which is what you want to feel like, right? So what I do instead is that at the end of the week, I do an observational check for everything, that am I on the right path, am I in the right direction, and am I closer to my goals. Similarly for the habits, like have I stick to my habit 80% of the week? If not, then what's been up? Is it because I don't like that habit anymore, or I need to change something? Just keep it simple and keep it focused on your enjoyment, how you enjoy doing that activity or habit. Number 5, Pomodoro technique. Yeah, it's kind of a productivity tips which gives you a different 25-minute work and 5-minute break vibe. But if you are in an exam, you are applying Pomodoro technique, how does it make sense that you score more grades? I don't see that coming, because let's do some maths here. You got 3-hour paper, and then if you apply Pomodoro techniques, it basically means that you can finish your paper in just 2.5 hours. Seriously, dude? See, attention management is a great part of it. So if you got into the flowing state, you are most probably going to do that task for more than 25 minutes. So why do you want to take a break? If you give me an interesting project to do, I might pull all nights to finish it. And if you're given just a boring assignment to do, I might just end up finding the easiest solution ever, and then I will be completing it or doing it very relaxing with all the minimum things I do with it. So what you can try instead is that give yourself your own time, and when you want to do it, for how much time you'd want to do it, and then take the break. It's not that you have to take the break after every 25 minutes. Alright, that's it for today, guys. If you learned something valuable from this episode, make sure to follow this podcast and share it with your friends. And I will see you next Saturday. Till then, this is Vishnu Chaudhary signing off.